technical difficulties.
Love Radio.
Yo.
Chill.
Philly Sun.
Chess. Chess.
Chuckleman Dan the Clinic.
Yeah. Bars. Bars. Lost family. Hood environment. I know murder is a sin, but I killed this beat and brought it back to life so I can murder it again. You a bitch, you a snitch, you a turn a nigga in. I pistol with you, hit you with the burner till it bend. Going to jail like college, I was learning in the pen. But I pop it till it get hot and be burning through my skin. If you caught a case and you trying to win, then Fortunato Perry is the attorney I recommend. I bust the weapon and my attorney is stepping in. Boy, I duct tape you, I stay with some lawyer paper. I got keys, I caught weed by the acre. My chain the same color as the Lakers, you got the vapors. My condo the top floor in the skyscraper. And you and your mommy and daddy house, what's that about? Try your hand, I air one of you faggots out. Pull an automatic out and they'll pull the caskets out. Cause I blow off your roof, nigga, I shoot niggas. The fuck up, so I'm stuck up, I'm the truth, nigga. You only ride when you inside of the booth, nigga. I get high cause I'm fly as a parachute, nigga. I'm hot as chicken noodle soup, nigga. The bullets in the pound will spin you around like a hula hoop, nigga. You kamikaze, your body ain't bulletproof, nigga. You a fluke, nigga. Poof, be gone. That moosh, nigga.
You don't want no part of the Boston family. Get off, you want part of the Boston family. Get off, you want part of the Boston family.
You don't
want no part of the Boston family.
It's me and my girl while I'm rolling in the bin. Her nickname Mackin, shorty is a 10. And she got twin that's sick in the head. DJ Holiday, wanna put you to bed. My Chinese bitch shotgun, she an a-hole. You make a mad shit spit out egg roll. AK the only bitch that touched my heart. She 47, but stutter when she fucking thought. You want war, I fall back, burn haze. Then turn your fucking daughter to a mermaid. Stand in the lake, I'm here for my plate. A goon mixed with a bear and an ape. I never had hope. I so hard rock, they had me pushing new shit out the car lot. They say I changed, fuck the game did it. But when I caught my chain, the scarf came with it. It's cold on my neck, it's cold on my chest. The watch face blue like it's holding his breath.
Can't breathe.
I fuck hoes while holding my pack. Trust nobody, the code I respect. You know I'm a threat, I speak with the heater. And my heart cold like meat out the freezer. In my hood, niggas 12 got a gun game. So fuck the park, take my son to the gun range.
You don't want no part to the Boston family. Get off, you want part to the Boston family. Get off, you want part to the Boston family.
Listen,
no, you don't want no part to the Boston family.
I stay with them same things, but I ain't gang banging on you. I won't call them orangutans to gang up on you. It'll be me and them damn things I'm flaming on you. Nah, I can't dunk a ball, but I'm banging on you. Pull a bang on you. Blam, blam it on you. Red bandana, you well Santana on you. Use a bitch when them cannons on you. And the gun got a kick, it's Jean Claude Van Damme on you. Your boy luck just as hard as it gets, nigga. My bar's barbaric as shit. I'm already aware that plenty niggas in America spit. I'm in love with this rat shit, so I married the bitch. And they be praying to their God on some spiritual shit. But if they survived, then God was on some miracle shit. And for that bread, we off white like Miracle Whip. I be listening, I be hearing your shit, but I am not appeased.
Nope.
You hate to see me when I am not at ease. Cause there's only one way you and your squad to leave. A body bag from a mag I'm about to squeeze. One slug will blow his arm right out his sleeve. And his head right off his neck. And his neck right off his chest. And his chest right off his ass. And his ass right off his waist. I blow the frown right off your face. Just another close coffee case.
Get off, you want part to the Boston family. Get off.
I can't shoot with the shit, that's what a gangster said. Cause when I aim for the chest, it usually hit their head. Cash, done woke a motherfucker out the bed. My eyes still red, still popping off the lead. Aim got better, aim for his ass, I hit his leg. Hit his ass when I'm aiming for his back, I'm back. I clap and do you dirty like a hostage in Pakistan. They ain't gonna be able to find these bullets through a CAT scan. X-ray, SK, nigga, let's play. I send hits that usually happen the next day. Nigga, I miss me in X days. And I still got some of my X-rays. And I let a tech wave. Like a barbershop, I give a nigga a ball spot. With something seeping out, that's what the H-E about. Hood environment to show you what a G-bout. Got bullets, can a motherfucking best keep out. That's what I'm talking about.
brag. We gotta prove to these motherfuckers that we the best out. Matter of fact, we already that, but we gon' keep embarrassing you niggas. We gon' keep punishing you niggas. We gon' keep giving y'all line after line after line. My album will be out November the 6th. Just something for the street. You know I like to give presents out. Fuck it, I did this beat before, I already murdered it, but then I bought it back so we could fucking kill it again. That's the type of nigga I am. I go by the name of Cassidy, aka Bar, Blossomy Family, Hood Environment, Full Surface, Rough Riders,
Cassidy.
Welcome to... Ah, damn, I'm on speakerphone, fucking up.
Welcome to the Technical Difficulties, the TV show. The hottest show on fucking earth. The hottest show on Broad Talk Radio. I said Broad Talk. I meant to say Blog Talk. Anyway, it's your boy JJ. Today's...
Hold on.
Man, this shit is real sensitive. And it's quick. I like that.
I'm not putting them two together. That's
Don't put those two together. Don't put those two together. Yo, 6'4", or is it L-E? It's, I don't know, it's...
doing what?
Yeah, I believe it's 6'4".
Oh, fuck, what
does that mean? Shut your trap. What up, nigga?
So, how does that work?
Oh, Lord, he's in the Matrix right now.
You're not a free... You're not a free anything.
Yeah, you're not a free anything.
Oh?
Yeah?
Me and you what?
Stop stuttering, nigga.
Shall we do?
Shut your trap.
What?
You pussy.
I'll tell you what I do. Because, you know, we got nothing but time. I'm going to fall back.
Yeah, fall back.
I'm going to fall back for a month. What's today's date?
Fall back forever, nigga.
I'm going to fall back. Listen. Now's your time to leave. I'm going to fall back for a month.
Everyone... Yeah, now tune into the Technical Difficulty Show, the TD show, and we're listening to 6'4", Get At Some Bitch.
Since before my son was born. Since before he was born.
By the way, this is Open Season Friday.
Listen,
Huntville special.
Like that,
this is the three of NYC's and one of North Jersey's and now one of Florida's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on Talk Radio.
Like
tonight,
said,
from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Gotta get it together. Stuttering my ass off, and I'm not even high. Tonight, from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., we will be talking about a bunch of funny shit, where the whole cast will be blazed and discussing anything and everything.
I'm going to call you back in a few.
Get prepared for the weekend. The famous roast will be popping off, as well as Who's the Illest Freestyler. So get ready for a very interesting show. Light up, nigga.
Listen.
Right now we got on the, we have on Q. I'm fucking up, man.
I'll tell you what. Think about it. Or leave it alone. I'll speak to you in a month.
Anyway. I need to get high. All
right?
That's fine.
You want to growl all the time?
Yeah? Fucking. This is a Technical Difficulty Show once again. We got 6'4 in the building. We got Kuba in the building. Yo?
Yo?
Yo? You done, nigga?
I mean, you know, I'm never really done, dog. I'm always just taking breaks.
Uh huh.
Never done, man. Never, ever finished. Ever finished.
Yeah.
You got kids, man? It's always a fight, though. I never knew that. I thought it would be peaceful, but it's not. Who's in the fucking building, first of all, man? This is 6'4". You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know who the fuck I am if I don't get it right. 6'4", man. Six Fizzle, man.
Six Fizzle. That's exactly how it happened. Six Fizzle.
Get your fucking
mind
right.
We got La Cubanita.
Let's go, Cuba.
What's up? What's good?
Like that. Who else we got in the building, man?
We got Fresh to Death, Fresh to Death.
What's poppin'?
Fresh, what it do, baby? You already know how we keep it.
What's up, man? How you been?
Chillin', God.
Tonight's episode is Open Season Friday, man. And what Open Season is pretty
on
much...
On your mom's butt.
There we go.
Butt.
It's amazing how we start the roast.
Immediately.
Right, then and the immediately.
Immediately, yeah, you know.
Fucking,
No need to hide.
Fucking, yeah, but it's a done deal, man. It's going to be a good weekend. It's going to be hot as shit.
Uh-huh.
Hot down here. I heard it's hot up there. Saturday and Sunday, it's supposed to be like 105.
Oh, that's disgusting. I'm not even coming outside.
Yeah. It's going to be different. It's party.
Everybody's going to have to go outside half naked.
Word.
Hey, I mean, we're good with that, you know? I mean, I got the MILF body.
MILF.
You're a fag for saying that.
Oh, whoa, I meant to say, in other words, I got man boobs.
Oh, you got man breasts?
Yeah, I got man breasts. I got beefy tits. Looked at my stomach today. My shit was horrible, man. Like, oh, I made a video that I'm going to download on YouTube. It's going to be the official, JJ, the official technical difficulty crackhead. This shit is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I tried to send it
to your phone, but it wouldn't.
Son, I got that shit. That shit is crazy. You stupid, son. You got the one where you face around like you fucking facing the other way when it starts. When you got one. You got one where you holding your belt buckle when it starts. Like, I'm sorry,
word. JJ the crackhead.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's some old fiend, and I got the idea because in my apartment complex, the lady, well, like maybe a month or two ago before she left, she said there's this one chick, some teenager that walks around and goes to where you put the fucking cigarette butts at, and she searches for cigarettes. Like, she's fiending
for
both.
Oh, wow, that's bad, dude. That's
she's
bad.
She's fiending the fuck out.
I'm saying, just so y'all motherfuckers know, man, 3 for 10's in the hood, man. Watch your mouths, too, because I don't want to hear no slick talking. Anybody else, man, 3 for 10's, man. If I hear about it anywhere else, man, I'm letting off. So, you know, y'all keep that in mind.
Oh, 3 for 10, 12 packs?
Nah, nigga. We keep the rest on the low, nigga. You heard 3 for 10, man. That's all I'm saying.
3 for 10?
3 for 10.
Oh, man. Wait. No.
Yeah, got it. Don't speak on it. No need.
I don't think he knows what you're talking about.
Nah, he knows.
You know what he's talking about?
He knows.
You know what he's talking about?
He know. JJ know, man. Come on, son. Like, anyway, so how was everybody's day, man? Are we just commencing with the torch?
If it's what I think it is,
yes,
that's
it
an
is.
Extremely good deal.
Of course
but
it
I is. Doubt, but I doubt is what I think it is, so...
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I might be trying to put it like this.
That topic is in the Matrix.
Yeah, it is right now because right now my house is a fucking whirlwind and I'm trying to make sense out of it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying right now.
Yo, 6-4.
Yo.
Yo, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I watched the game. I was very angry. Very angry.
Yeah. Yo, your brother was on fire, my dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, that dude was on fire last night.
who you talking about? My son, K Drizzle.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was. I fell asleep. I fell asleep at the end. You know, when I fucking not for nothing. Just so y'all know, man, I want to see the Lakers win. I like KG and them boys, but you know, I always root for the underdog. That's one thing you guys should know about 6-4. I always root for the underdog.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And right now coming in, Boston's got the better record, so I'm definitely rooting for L.A., you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I after my weed nap, you know what I'm saying, I woke up and shit, motherfucker, it was fucking halftime.
Oh, wait, repeat that again? I didn't hear you.
After the weed nap.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I woke up, and my boys are up by 5. It's 51 to whatever, 46 or some shit. How did they lose anyway? Like, I'm like, how the fuck do you end up losing this?
Yo, after third quarter, after the second half, Paul Pierce, after he got hurt and shit, dude came back and nigga was on fire, man.
That's what I heard. I heard he was going in.
Yeah, he was, and then that point guard, that Rondo dude.
Rondo.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he was just making some sick ass passes, dude. Sick ass passes, They definitely, I'll tell you what, the defense for the Celtics definitely took it for the second half.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if, you know what I'm saying, Lakers, once they get back to L.A., I honestly think it's a wrap.
Basically.
Yeah, because, all right, put it this way. If L.A. wins this Sunday, the series is done. I'm declaring it's done. If Lakers win one game at Boston, it's a wrap. Celtics are done.
Also, the Celtics are in it.
Yeah, Celtics and the Lakers. It's a fucking, it's a classic ass, it's a classic finals right here. This goes back to the Larry Bird and Magic Johnson show.
Oh, Lord.
Which is actually kind of exciting, though. Because I guess you want to look at it as Kobe as the new Magic Johnson or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, man, I hate Kobe. But I really, really want the Lakers to take it, though. I think that nigga deserves it.
Hmm.
Word. But, you know, Celtics right now, they're unbeatable, man. I don't know. They got to step their game up.
They do. Everybody got to step their fucking game up. I slap everybody.
Oh, word.
I'm tight. I'm already mad with a lot of these little niggas out here. Stupid little niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, right now, I'm just going to light this bogey. I know it's disgusting, but I'm going to light it because I just drank a cerveza for those who indulge in the language. And, you know, after that, I'll probably light up something a little later. Hoping the team come through sometime soon so we can put it in the air and form like Voltron real quick. You know what I'm saying? On these bitch-ass niggas.
Of course, like always, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, Lord.
Ah, here we go. Yo, I'm lighting up today.
Lighting up.
Yeah, man. It's been a week, though.
A week.
I hear you, Paul. I mean, y'all niggas is looking for work and all of that, so, you know. But for me, son.
Word.
I ain't even got to finish the sentence, God.
You put it like this. I might be up there, let's say, tonight to go shopping.
Yeah?
I mean, if you come up here tonight, it's pretty much a wrap. I'm going to let you know. Because I already cleared out my weekend. I rearranged the whole spot. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. That's good.
I already got everything broken down. I already got everything broken down. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. I ain't going to say too much, you know, but.
Oh, bet. Hey,
Damn, nigga, you slow as shit.
Hell yeah. Yo, I'm telling you, that food put a dent in me, dog.
I don't put my password. That's all it's spam.
Yo, man, it's right here, dog. Yo, my uncle's a fucking, this nigga is Chef Ramsay over here and shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this nigga don't play, dog.
What you working with over there?
I just had about 6 tacos, man.
Damn. The official shit, not them.
No. Yeah, it's official. The official joints, dog.
Yo, you ever notice how shit at home, like, especially food, is better? Like,
oh, yeah.
McDonald's. Let's say, for example, you go to McDonald's. You get a cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Young-ass patty on some nervous-ass bread. Two faggot-ass pickles and a dab of ketchup.
Yep.
And a cellophane wrapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then you come home now and make one of them burgers. Oh, yeah, they got a little onions, I think, on there. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yo, son. Come on, wait.
What has a little bit of onions?
The McDonald's cheeseburger, like, we're talking about a cheeseburger fast food.
And then a cheeseburger at home. Yeah.
You already know what the cheeseburgers be like at home. Big, with pieces of onion sticking out and shit, mad seasoning, cheese melted all in the creases and the grease, mixing in with the grease and the cheese and the beef.
Yeah, like the dead barbecue. Woo! Yeah,
dog.
Yeah, barbecue.
You know what I mean? So we're definitely going to be queuing this weekend. Definitely going to be some ground beef being, you know, between my fingers. Pause. There's going to be ground beef between my fingers. Yeah, I had to, you know.
Yeah. Make sure you pause that.
Word.
I mean,
yo,
I'm securing my manhood, but, you know, I gotta put it out there like that.
Yeah.
Yo,
hey, quick question. So since we're talking about being, you know, secure with your manhood, is it okay to give a man a foot massage?
Whoa. All right, boy.
I mean, you're secure with your sexuality, right?
I am.
Very.
Is it okay for me to do that?
Yeah.
No, because I'm not a masseuse.
Thank you.
And I'm not getting paid for it. If I was a masseuse by trade, then I would I'd have to give a man, otherwise I wouldn't have a fucking job.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
No doubt now. Well, once again, let me put it out there. This is open season Friday. Open season. In other words, we're preparing for the weekend, Puerto Rican parade, the festival, and also, most importantly, open season means that we're talking about open discussions. If you want to call up and you want to just throw something out there so we can, you know, focus on that, hit us up on the jam lines, 347-215-8388. What's that number, 64?
Don't be scared. It was a little technical difficulty in my brain just now, but the synapse snapped. You know what I'm saying? 347-215-8388. Don't get it fucked up. This is where we'll roast you. We'll give you the business. We'll give you the knowledge and the information. We'll give you
the business. We got a Negro calling from.
Okay.
From Fresh to Death's hometown, not necessarily his actual hometown, but from Florida. And I'm not hating no more because it's hot where I'm at, so I don't give a fuck. I'm just going to clown him because he's in danger of hurricanes. There's hurricanes down there, Negro.
Yeah. The hurricanes is pretty good, especially because your mother's the one who's spitting them out.
Oh, shit. What's good, my dude?
Yo, my dude, what is really good, son? You know what I'm saying? I'm living a dream right now. You know what I'm saying? In sunny Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, what part of Florida are you in? I'm in Orlando.
You in Orlando?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's good.
Yeah. Is it true that, because I was told that New York niggas get no love now.
Listen. The homo-ass New York niggas that's down here is gay. Everybody that lives in Florida is from New York, but never lived a day in New York. They never been to PS22. They never even stepped foot anywhere in New York. They claim New York because their grandma used to live in New York when she was 12 years old.
Yeah, that's all about
it. It's all about Central.
Yeah, that's all Central Florida right there. All Central Florida, everybody think they're from New York.
Everybody's from New York. Then you tell them you're from up north. The moment you say, yeah, I'm from up north, or where, what part of New York you from? Bitch, I'm not from New York. I don't want to be from New York, nigga. That's not me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got all the Spanish cats out here that, you know, everybody's 50 Cent. They all got their bright-ass colors on. You know what I'm saying? Lime green and yellow. You know what I'm saying? With a lime green and yellow hat. You know, because they got everybody out here, all the Spanish kids, all of them got braids with fitted hats. All of them going to be bald by the time they're 25.
Hey, I noticed something. Fresh is a little quiet back there. Did you used to do the same thing?
What's that?
With bright-ass colors.
Nah, bitch, you got, like, fucked up.
A word? Really?
Yeah.
So, when
what bright colors
you saw?
What bright colors you saw? Hey, yo, I can admit, the only funky bright color shirt I had was the Day at That Barbecue, baby. That was the only one. Only one.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing after that.
I can't tell you this, though. That bright-ass fucking orange jersey you had.
That is the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins. Now, don't get it twisted. I am a Floridian. That is in my blood right there, okay?
Do not get that twisted.
Don't get me started on these fuck-ass Jets.
Not necessarily.
Let me tell you this, though, real quick. Let me tell you this. Nobody down here, no one down here, look like the nut-ass Taliban, fake-ass Puerto Rican-style dudes. We don't have that down here. We don't have Baby Hueys out here.
Oh, shit. Baby Hueys?
We don't have Baby Hueys and fake Taliban-looking-ass niggas out here.
I got a quick question. Is it okay for a man to massage a man's feet?
Is it what?
Is it?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
What'd you just say?
Is it okay for a man to massage another man's feet?
Listen, if another man is massaging another man's feet, two things is apparent right there. Either he's gay and he doesn't know it inside, or he's gay and he knows it outside. When you look at it, he's gay. So either way you look at it, that man is gay.
I got a question. What if that's what he does for a living?
For another man to be that comfortable massaging another man's feet, one or two things have to happen. Either he's comfortable inside with being gay and just hasn't came out with it, or he's gay on the outside and came out with it. That nigga's gay. My next question is, since y'all asking questions, let me ask a question. Which one of y'all gay niggas was massaging another man's feet?
That's JJ when they came up with that topic.
Hey, look, man.
What if he massages women's feet mostly? But
if he no.
And that's what he does.
Any physical
period.
Unless you play in basketball or football or you're a wrestler for high school, which if you wrestle for high school, you're still gay in my eyes. But other than that, if you have any physical contact with another man, you are gay.
Damn, homie, the way you put it, like, you're the only straight man in the gay world, son.
Is that what we have here?
The only gay man, the only straight man in the gay world? Is that what we got here?
Listen.
Apparently.
Please, I'm only
asking questions, God. I can only ask questions.
You
provide the answers.
I'm going to tell you this, bro.
What happened?
If you comfortable enough with massaging JJ's feet.
Come on.
That's
man.
A personal problem.
Oh, whoa.
Hold on.
Listen. Come again, homie, because I'm not the one massaging anybody's feet. Maybe that's your motherfucking fantasy, but it ain't mine.
No, bro. I already know my nigga's gay. I ain't even got to say nothing about it.
What happened?
I already know my man JJ's gay. I already know that. So I'm not even worried about that.
I mean, so why are you calling the show?
Yo.
Let me ask you a question.
You got that.
Gay, why are you calling the show trying to fraternize, nigga?
Yo, are you still angry about the mother thing that I fucked your mom? Are you still angry about that?
For me?
Man. I told you to get over that, man. You're my little brother. I told you to get over that.
He's angry about
me?
That.
You're my son, Jeff. You're my son and my brother.
If he's angry about that, he's gonna be fuming mad when he find out what I did to his mom.
Right though.
You know what's even worse? You know what's even worse than all that?
There's nothing worse than that. Only thing worse than that is how I put your little brother inside your mom's and then dipped on it without paying.
Excuse me?
Why are you stuttering?
Why am I stuttering? You know what, funny? I stopped to listen to you for a second to see what you had to say, to see if you had something important to say, and then I realized you wasn't saying shit. Stuttering.
You,
come on, son.
Stuttering.
If I take the time out to listen to you guys say something, I stutter because I can. I stutter because I can.
Right, though. See, this is what I want you, to understand.
No.
Like,
I don't need...
When I took your mother to the clinic,
I don't need to understand,
they said that she had fucking VD, I know that shit wasn't from me. It was from the rest of the team.
Oh boy.
I know that shit wasn't from me.
Team. What do you mean the girls lacrosse team that you play on?
Let me guess.
You sound a little slow.
You know this dude is the only nigga that's in the women's tennis league.
Do you play tennis?
Playing pom poms. Where your pom poms at, nigga?
Let me guess. You're Puerto Rican. That means you play handball,
bro,
right?
I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm far from Puerto Rican. I'm far from Puerto Rican, my man. I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm a nigga. I ain't Puerto Rican. Don't get that shit fucked up.
Listen, hold on. You know what's fucked? You know what you fucked up? First of all, by opening your mouth. Second of all, by saying that you're a nigger and not a Puerto Rican. Because I know a lot of Puerto Rican niggas, my dude. Let's not get it twisted.
I'm not Puerto Rican. I'm not Spanish at all.
It ain't got a color. Let's be real about what's going on here. Come on, so I'm a nigga.
What?
I'm not a nigga, and I'm probably blacker than you. So be easy with that. You know what I mean?
Listen. Well, if you blacker than me, dog, then you got a problem with that.
Not at all. I'm good with that. Ask your mom.
Right.
She loved it. Ask your mom. Your mom's still on that, son.
Right, though. Right. That's
that.
What's up.
Yo, let me ask you a question. Why you think your mom's be on the new beach and shit with the no suntan lotion on and shit?
trying to get black as me because she's feeling.
You from Florida? You from Florida? Let me ask you a question. You from Florida? Let me ask you a question. Why are you up north?
Why am I up north?
I tell you what, fall back and think about that. Then come out. Fall back and think about that. Just so you know, I said it again, little nigga. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a weakness. Never was. Never will be. So go ahead.
Yeah, he's gone.
Hold on. Nah, that sounds right. That's a good answer. That was a great answer. Nothing.
Yeah, he's gone. He's out of here.
Yeah. Come on, man. Cut the bullshit, man. Listen, man. We here, you know what I'm saying? And we got the shit locked down, man. We don't need no motherfucking nobody riding in the sidecar, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't Batman and Robin, and you got the motorcycle and the little car next to the motorcycle. You got a nigga in there, nah, son.
Oh shit!
Nah, son.
My dude shut him down, yo.
Yeah, he definitely shut him down.
God, yo. Boy, killed him, dog. Yo, you didn't even get a man a chance.
I have to. Yo, listen, this is a very important call. I need you to hold on for a second.
Yeah. Fucking, this is what happens when it's open season Friday. We talk about everything and anything and everything. And
anything
sometimes,
goes.
Yeah, anything goes. Sometimes it just turns into a roast. Like, you got this cat from Florida.
I mean, what's the name
of your phone? 6-4. Oh, getting on each other. Now, I'm trying to play air raid music, and this shit is fucking up. Like, Block Talk, what's going on? What's going on? We've been gone for a minute, but now we're back with a jump off, and it's like, what the fuck? Get this shit together.
Hello?
I'm about to click this live help shit.
Yeah, click that live help, little nigga.
Yeah, because this shit ain't fucking working, man.
Hello?
John Sweet, man. It's been a while. It's been a minute since I spoke about it. I'm trying shit one more time. All right, let's see if something else plays.
Yo, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you a question. I actually tried calling you early to ask you this off air. But I'm not going to be very explicit about it. Okay.
Yo, my bad, dog.
That's fucked up. That shit works, but not the airing.
That's all good. Hey, I'll holler at you later about it, though.
Nah, nigga, how about now?
Uh-huh. All right, well, Cuba.
Yeah.
Yo, would you mind if I went to this dude for a fade?
That what?
Would you mind if I went to this dude for a haircut?
No, baby, I don't mind.
Nah, yo, personally, if you would mind, I really won't go. I'll go to somebody else.
Look, personally,
you let me know, because I don't want no problems in anything. I ain't trying to talk about anything to anything or anything. So if it's going to be any type of, you know, drama or deal, I'm not trying to roast a nigga in his own spot, though. You know what I mean? I'm just really trying to help the brother out.
Yeah, I hear you.
But you know what I mean. If you really don't mind, you know that's the only. I'm up here right now. I don't know any spots to get faded up. You know what I mean? Unless I wait till this weekend to go to New York.
I can tell you where you can go. I mean, you don't have. I mean, that's for nothing. That place is kind of far.
I bet. You know, I'll take your word for it. Cause you know what I'm saying. Like I said.
I personally don't mind. But I'm gonna be honest with you. You go. And he's going to try to ring your ear about something. He's going to try to...
Exactly. That's why I didn't, you know, I kind of, you know, wanted to holler at you about it first to see, you know, what's good about the whole situation. But
shit, if you want a free fucking haircut, then you know what? Fuck it.
In other words.
Don't give him money because it ain't going to go to my kids anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, no. Nah, you got like fucked up. But nah, I think I'll probably wait.
Your best bet is to come down here, my brother.
You were supposed to come here last night. I don't want to hear shit.
Whoa. First of all, I opened my mouth because I thought the shit was going down. But then, I mean.
Yeah, that's your problem. You open up your mouth too much, B.
You know what?
Yeah, you're going to be a little bitch.
Oh,
what a.
You can't expect
expect it. No, I got to unmute you now, man. You can't fucking expect it.
Shit, when you said that, I already knew it was coming. You got that little bitch finger. He's got that little bitch finger as soon as somebody talking shit. That's how good, though. I ain't going to get all my meds today.
This is the deal. What are you doing tomorrow?
Nigga, I want to go to this festival.
Okay.
Yo,
you know what? Your best bet is to come down here tonight. If you're not going out with Hoover's brother or whatever, is he going out with your brother?
Yo, I honestly, right now, at this point in time, I really can't tell you what's popping off because, I mean, we all just kind of sitting back because, like I said, my dude could cook. So right now, it's not looking too good. But, you know what I mean, life's unexpected, dude. You know what I mean? You never know what comes. You never know what happens.
Because what my plan is, he comes down tomorrow, right? I take him to the spot where I get my shit cut.
Did so then... what year?
She tried to say you got Bubba Sparks here, nigga.
Who?
She tried to say your hairline like Bubba Sparks.
Damn. Yo, I can't even.
Because when JJ goes, he gets baldy, so I'm trying to make sure they know how to. She can go up the block from my house on 60th and Broadway. You remember the gas station where we get the bushes at?
Yeah.
Right across from there is a place called Nell's Barbershop. I can actually even take, you know, or you can actually even walk over there. You go to Nell and you tell him, you know, you're my nephew, whatever, he's going to hook you up. And any barber there will hook you up.
Yo, but really, I'm not in a rush for it because I'm really trying to look fresh to death for this weekend, you feel me? So I'm not trying to have, you know, I'm trying to look fresher than a motherfucker this weekend.
You want to go to Nose?
You know?
Yeah, you want to go to Nose.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I mean, yo, wait, JJ, you work tomorrow?
Yeah.
Alright, well, fuck it. Well, I ain't about to ask you what time you get off because your ass is lazy, nigga.
Oh, whoa, pause, nigga. I mean... Tomorrow is my last day before my vacation.
Yeah, so they're swamping you with mad work, right?
Negative? I got my regular stores. If I really want to do a good job and, you know, impress somebody, I'll get done probably like 6. But I don't feel like impressing nobody, so I'm probably going to start late and finish early. All
right, well, you plan on coming up here for the festival or, like, you just really trying to get Sunday popping off?
I don't know. It's looking a little hazy because... My compadres are talking about going out to the spot. But I don't know how. Yeah, I don't know how sure it was. That's why I didn't want to.
It is what it is, dude. You know what I mean? Like, if you want, I don't know how tight you are with loot and shit. I'm going and done did it your breaks too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I just, you said you was going to shoot me money. Actually, I just need one part because Cuba got some tools. I just need one part that you can actually pay for it, and then we'll consider it even.
Mm-hmm.
And then get that 3 for $10.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Because,
Well, you know what? Tell you the truth, I might be, because I want to go shopping, so I might, you know, I might come up there and go to, go to the Allen. Cause I want to go shopping, you know, for 3 for $10.
Yo, I'm going shopping regardless this weekend, dog. It's good. I'm busy, dog. I can't take this shit no more.
I need some white tees. 3 for $10 is perfect.
Mhm. Shit, I might get the 6 for the dub. Shit.
Yeah, 6 for a dub does sound better though.
You know?
You never go wrong.
Exactly. You know, I'm gonna take my man's word for it because I know this shit's official. I ain't been disappointed since I've been up there. So
nope.
You know.
Yeah, like I mean, the fucking the gear, like is out the chain, like you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, fresh white tees, 3 for $10. You know, so it's like it's definitely popping. Like that's where I go and get all my t-shirts. You know.
Mm-hmm. Trying to tell you.
Word. A question was just asked to me, why am I going to go to the spot when we get the party do it up tomorrow? And it's just that the associates of mine and my fake-ass cousin that everyone thinks that is not my cousin, they don't want to, they, how can I put it? They're kind of carless. So if I was to drive them up north, I'd have to drive back. I'm not doing that.
What, they can't take transit?
His birthday is tomorrow.
Oh.
So because of that, he looked me out on my birthday. I got to go there for him, even though a lot of the Negroes that's in the circle are squares in my book.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's not a party early, huh?
Yeah, so that's why, you know.
You think it is, whatever.
And like I said, it's kind of iffy because when I spoke to him today.
You still want to go to that?
That's why I didn't want to tell anybody until I found out the real deal.
Huh?
Because, you know, some people tend to.
Put it back.
It's up to them. To you.
Trap.
I'll go out for a little bit. You do whatever you want.
I mean, I guess.
You
can
sleep on my house.
Like, all right. That's cool. Yeah, because I'm not going out for a night. You know what I mean? I'm getting mummified. Yo, why everybody get quiet?
Hello? Hello?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, 6-4.
Yo.
Yo, hey, you ever seen this chick Joy Money?
Yeah.
I didn't like the sound of that. Yeah, dude.
I mean,
Shorty sounded, yo, Shorty sounded official on the air and shit, but you know.
Motherfucker.
But I gotta know, cause I got a word that it's not what it is.
Uh-huh.
So I needed to get another dude's perspective on this chick.
Hey, yo, what the fuck is that bullshit in the background?
Stop that right now. Breathe easy, nigga. That's that rail shit. Fall back, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog.
Oh, man, it was just, Oh, here we go. This is what I was looking for. Check this shit out. Husband and wife team accused of leading 1 million a week drug ring.
What? Hold on. Pause. Wait. Say that again.
Husband, wife, team accused of leading $1 million a week drug ring.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
I need some action like that.
Yeah.
Word.
And of course, who fucked it up? Snitches.
Of course they fuck everything up. Snitches and bitches.
Let's see.
Not for luck, but that's why they bitches. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. Fucking, according to authorities, the dealer wore Prada, 100 pairs. Her husband wore Rolex. He had 100 of those.
100 Rolexes?
100 Rolexes. And the wife had 100 Pradas. 100 pairs of Prada.
Oh, wow.
Together, authorities say they teamed up to run $1 million a week cocaine smuggling and money laundering operation that moved the drug from Mexico and Colombia to the Jersey Shore and elsewhere across the country.
Yo, cocaine controls America.
Yeah. And the thing about it, these guys were specs.
Come on now. What do you expect, dog? I mean, real. What do you expect? That's all. Those are specs for you. Specs don't. They ain't gonna hustle weed and shit. They gonna hustle that cane.
What's that, Estevez?
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Estevez, 35, and his wife, Chantel, 30. On conspiracy and money laundering charges. They also described the lavish lifestyle the two led behind the fortress, like gates of their high-tech, multi-million-dollar home in New Jersey, horse country. It's Dang. Like something out of a movie. Scarface, said one of the snitches with a badge. Special agent in charge of the DEA's New Jersey office. They had walk-in closets where there were 100 pairs of Prada shoes still in the boxes. There were so many, they had Polaroid photos taped to the boxes to keep track of them.
Oh, man.
That's fucking horrible.
Yo, that's where everybody...
Why
would you buy
all that shit?
Yo, like, exactly. That's where you go wrong. You can't go out and be on a spending money frenzy. You can't go and buy a $1 million house. You gotta be...
Yeah.
You gotta live broke. Yo, I'll tell you right now, the smartest drug dealer... Nah, I'm saying that, I personally know him, but the smartest drug dealer I've ever, you know, seen or ever been aware about is the real original Freeway Ricky Ross.
Yeah.
The only dude that would stay in the hood... Dressed like a bum, but yet we have millions of dollars in or tucked away, you know, in his home or some shit. But stay in the hood, like living like he was broke, but, you know, he was rich.
Yeah.
Smart, that was the smartest dude. Smartest dude. Anybody else, you know what I mean, they're going to be greedy, like, oh, okay, so now I got, you know, I'm a small-time millionaire. Let me buy this. Let me buy that. Hey, come on now. You think the government's dumb? Nah.
Nope.
The government's that, yo, government's, as much as I hate the government, they mad smart, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, now, they ain't no fool in the government. They know all the tricks and the trades, though. They the ones who started all this shit.
Yeah.
And they the ones who...
I got something to say about the government in a few. They said that there were also 100 Rolex watches. I'm not, and then McClare said, that's one, I guess one of the snitch boys with a badge. I'm not sure Donald Trump has 100 Rolex watches. That's the kind of money that was being made by these defendants. They was making $1 million a week.
Nah, yo, but Donald Trump ain't dumb enough to buy 100 Rolexes.
Exactly.
The fuck kind of dumb? Who? What do you really need? What do you really need 4 watches for?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, four
watches could be one for every season.
But I'm saying. I guarantee you, they did not know how to tell time.
Nah.
They didn't even tie their fucking shoes.
Nah, dude just felt good because he had dough, he had guap, and he was like, fuck it, I could actually afford 100 Rolex.
100 pairs of shoes and 100 watches. I get the fuck, are you serious? That makes no sense.
No. The whole 100 pair of shoes, I can kind of understand, but, I mean, shit, I guarantee literally they went to the store and bought 30, 40 pairs at once.
Well, get this shit. They had all that money, but none of the defendants had retained lawyers. You buying Prada shoes, you buying Rolexes, but you can't even buy a fucking lawyer?
Word.
And both of them got 30 years each.
Oh, Lord. Well, you know what's fucked up? Is that the good thing is that, you know, but the bad thing is that they got to do the time. But the good thing is that when that shit comes out, when they come out, dog, if they got money hidden away, where the government can't touch it, then they still got that.
Yeah, exactly.
They got to send it back home.
Yeah, all told, authorities seized 150 pounds of cocaine with a street value of $2 million, along with an additional $2 million in cash.
Let's go.
Oh, my Lord.
Damn.
You know it was much more than the DEA ain't saying because they probably pocketed some of the shit.
Oh, yeah. Come on now, God. Come on now. Seriously. Where do you think all that shit goes? You think us, the United States, going to see that? Nah.
Yeah.
All that shit going straight to them, dude. All of it.
It says the case began in 2007 in spring when the DEA got a tip that a large-scale drug ring was operating out of... But now, I don't even know what the fuck that town is. I'm not even going to try this.
Mammoth County?
Manalapan?
Mammoth?
Nah, it's Manalapan.
Manalapan.
Manalapan, whatever the fuck that is. A western Mammoth County enclave of wealthy homeowners, many of whom had fled the urban ills of New York or northern New Jersey. It says the first break came on April 2nd when a member of the ring was nabbed at a home in Old Bridge with $600,000 in cash. A search of his home in Hackensack turned up another $100,000 in cash. The individual was not named, and Monmouth County Prosecutor Louis Valentine would not say if he was being used as a corroborating witness in the case. Of course he is.
Course come
he
on now.
He's a fucking snitch, and a snitch is a bitch, nigga.
Exactly.
On Friday, Mark Edwards was arrested on board a commercial flight preparing to depart Newark Liberty International Airport for Miami. He was found to have $100,000 in cash. Seven members of the alleged operation have been arrested so far, and in the case is ongoing, he added. Vincent Estevez is being held on $10 million bail, and his wife is on $5 million.
Oh,
bail
wow.
Yeah, bail for the other suspects ranges from $1 million to $3 million.
Yeah, that's state property right there.
Oh,
yeah. Them motherfuckers ain't getting out for a long time. I hope they had fun.
That's state property right there. They ain't going nowhere.
That's like the question. Would you like to be rich and paid and get whatever the fuck you want now and then do time later? Or would you rather work for your money? I think I'd rather work for my money.
Real shit. It's not worth it, man. So it's really not.
Now, speaking on the government, you know that they're trying to they're in the process of making it one nation. In other words, they're getting rid of all the borders.
Uh-huh.
In other words, Mexico is going to be part of the United States.
Oh,
Cuba is going to be part of the United States. Haiti, them crazy motherfuckers, are going to be part of the United States. Dominican Republic, they're trying to get rid of all the borders.
Yeah,
Canada,
but you actually
part of it.
Do you actually think that's going to happen, though?
Yeah.
It's a question.
Yeah.
Hmm? You think so?
Yeah. It's going to happen. And what their plan is I think within the next 10 to 20 years, they're trying to make the whole world one government.
Yo, all right. If the world makes it for another 10, 20 years, it's not going to happen. It ain't going to be just one government. The world is about greed, man. There's too many greedy motherfuckers out there.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to be the top dog.
Yeah.
And ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's about how you do it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm
saying? I mean, it's cool, but then again, is it really going to be cool? I don't know, man.
Well, yeah. Then, I don't know. Yeah. 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 It is going to cause a chaos, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. Because, I don't know, man. Cause you got to think, the government's sneaky, though. They be doing some shit. You got to think, 80% of heroin that's in the United States, 80% of the heroin that comes into this country is, like, delivered by Afghanistan. 80% of the heroin that's in the United States comes from Afghanistan. And this is a country that we're supposed to be somewhat at war with, somewhat trying to help build their government, you know, so forth and somewhat. So how is it if a country like that, how the hell is it 80% of the heroin is being brought to us? Come on, God. It's the government. Yo, they need drugs. They need criminals. If not, how the cops going to eat? How's the government going to eat? How are they going to keep building jail cells?
How?
You know what I mean? They need drugs. They need criminals. They need violence.
Yep. That's the way they make the world. And since you're on that note, it makes you kind of wonder about the whole 9/11 thing. Was it really?
Yo. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't care what anybody else believes, but from my own eyes, yo, it's all set up, B. And I'm sorry because, you know what, I feel bad for the people that went through it because, you know, I'm not from New York and stuff. But right now, you know, that's why I show no love for Bush or the government. It's not just Bush because Bush is a part of the government. Yo,
yeah.
All that shit was set up, B. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Yeah.
You can fight me and battle me all night, and I'm going to sit there and prove you wrong. Yo,
hey, yo.
That shit was a setup.
Hey, yo,
the same. What's good?
Go ahead, homie.
Nah, I'm just saying that, you know, that me talking about it and thinking about it, it gets me hot because a nigga that's selfish is willing to bring that many people to the deaths, to the families,
mm-hmm.
and cause that much chaos into the world just to make his greed.
And the funny thing about it, the fucked up thing about it is that there's still Americans out here that are blinded. They think that the United States is the shit. Like, all right, everyone in the world feels as though, oh, the United States is free. Let's go there. Like, it's
free.
That's why they call it freedom. You must be dumb to think it's free.
And
the only thing we have is freedom of speech. That's it. We're not free.
We don't even have that anymore.
The point is, if I go outside right now and go to a state, New Jersey State Trooper, and be like, fuck you, you pig. I guarantee I get locked up.
Yeah. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you.
There's no such thing as freedom of speech no more. There's not.
Make something. All they gotta do is be like, oh well, he went for my gun. So we
that's a different story. But if you went videotaped, let's say I was recording, and you went up to a cop, and me recording everything, you say fuck you. You can't do shit.
Oh, of course, freedom of speech.
Yo,
what's the guy's name?
Yo, they got a video on YouTube where there's a cat. He's up in his car, and he's recording his homeboy. His homeboy goes up to the cop, flicks the cop off, and says, fuck you. The cop turns around with his nightstick and starts beating the shit out of him.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
beating the shit out of him.
They got this one guy. I'm going to find out the guy's name on YouTube. But 6'4 might know. But there's this guy that he goes around in New York City, and he... Jimmy something. I'm about to find out real soon. But he goes around, and what he does is he looks for cops doing wrong. Like he has this one cop with his siren, and he has his his lights on, but he's parked in a bus stop. So the guy comes up, and he's like, yo, that's illegal. He goes, oh well, he's like, you're in a bus spot. So the cop goes, oh, well, when a bus comes, I'll move. He said, okay, but if I was parked there, I would get the ticket. He's like, yeah, you would. He's like, well, that's not right. You need to move.
Mm-hmm.
But he comes to the cop like, yo, I suggest you move. And the cop's like, well, I'm not going nowhere and this and that. And I think he formed a citizen's arrest. What that is, people.
It's a joke.
What that is if you catch a cop on camera doing wrong, you can actually get him in trouble and get him fined.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's the problem. He's only getting fined.
Yo,
that's the problem.
If a cop ever tickets you, when you pay the ticket or whatever the deal is, you make sure you file a complaint against that cop. Because what that does is it goes on his record. And when he goes up for a promotion, that shit comes up. And if he has enough of those, it's just strike against him. That's number one. And number two is for the 9/11, for the motherfuckers who think that 9/11 shit wasn't real or it wasn't staged or you didn't see the implosion. I mean, let me tell y'all something. I'm from New York. You know what I'm saying? I was born and raised in New York. What that means to me, a whole lot. What it means to you, I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I was working in Staten Island the day the towers fell. I was right across the water. I saw the smoke rising from the buildings. That was 2001. I was working outside. When I was listening to the radio, we stopped working when we heard that a plane hit the towers, all right? When the second plane hit, we were in awe. And then when they said the towers fell, my heart fucking jumped out of my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking to myself, the Twin Towers is tall. If they fall, now to me, falling is falling, dog. Like, you fell in the snow before you fall down.
Exactly.
I'm thinking it's falling on buildings, falling down, laying on Broadway all the way down to the
floor. Yeah, that's what it should have been if it got fucking hit.
But it pancaked straight down.
Exactly.
The only way a building, that structure, that solid, and a building that was built to withstand the shit that building was built to withstand, the only way that could happen is if there were explosives placed and
yep.
It imploded.
Exactly. And it's funny how there was construction for the past 2-3 weeks before the towers went down. Also,
not only that, but
it was Bush's brother. Bush's brother in charge of the fucking the thing.
He's in charge of the military. He's in charge of the defense of the military.
No, but he was also in charge of that construction that was going on in the building for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but days before, like 2 days before the 9/11, that's when they took out insurance on the World Trade Center. So
exactly.
Never had insurance in those buildings. How long have the buildings been out there? And then 2 days, 2-3 days before, they're going to take out insurance on those buildings?
You know what it is.
People to this day will still think that, oh, our government loves us. Our government will do that. Our government will bury us underground. The only reason why I'm speaking on Blog Talk Radio and talking about this is because the world needs to know. Not only that, but I'm not nervous anymore because the truth is out there. Like, everybody and their mother knows. Well, everyone and their mother is going to know the truth. And unfortunately, by the time everyone does realize the truth,
it's going to be too late.
Yeah, Bush won't be in office no more. But it's fucked up because if Obama wins, the shit's going to come down on him.
It really is. It really is.
And no one's going to have respect for the government. Don't let the fucking overseas find out, because if they find out the United States was in charge and they went over and fucked with them ARAPs for nothing,
mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be a wrap.
Yeah, but my dude, listen, my dude.
You know what I mean? There's not enough police in the world to control the United States.
My dude, Bush is connected with the ARAPs, son. He's connected. It's all a setup. They was all sitting back laughing while the shit happened. Not saying, you know, in general, that's what really happened, but that's what happened. Yo, how are you going to tell me jet fuel can burn down those two buildings?
Exactly.
Come on, yo, that's common sense. Common sense.
So
are you going to tell me?
The ARABs weren't even involved in this.
They had nothing to do with it.
Nothing. At all.
Yo, Bush is mad cool with Bin Laden. They've been seen, recorded, seen chilling with each other. You know how easy it is? Yo, check it out. I'm in myself a little hole, you know what I'm saying? I got you on some weapons, on some cash, because you know we're going to get massive loot after the towers drop. And then, all right, so check. You know, he tells him, yo, how about this? Let's say that, you know, a couple of your dudes hijacked the plane, ran into the building, and get the heat on y'all, and let's start like a mini war between us, but we really ain't going to have a war.
Yeah. I got a question for the people that are listening that think that, okay, these guys are over there talking about their bullshit. Okay, but put it like this. You don't know what really happened either. Yeah, I mean, so you can't tell me that the country, the country's this, the country's that. Like, this is a very fucked up country. But I'll tell you one thing, I'd rather live in the United States than anywhere else.
Yo, real shit. Yo, that's the truth. That is the truth. That is the truth.
That don't mean that, you know what I mean, that I'm free over here. Motherfucker, I gotta work. If I don't work, I'm in the street. And
exactly.
Be like, oh, you need money? Hey, here's $1 million. Go have fun. That $600 rebate check, they owed us 10 times more than $600.
Exactly.
Giving it to us just before we can shut the fuck up.
Exactly, so niggas can stop complaining.
Yeah, you want us to stop complaining, raise the fucking gas prices. You got enough gas to last, technically, without even fucking with the ARABs, technically, you have enough oil to last for, I think they said, 100 or 200 years.
Fam, let me tell you right now.
Are you fucking serious?
Fam, let me tell you right now. I got a cousin right now that's in Baghdad, fam. And I asked him straight up, I was like, yo, what is the real purpose that we over there? He's telling me the whole purpose of us being over there is helping them build a government. At the same time, we're supposed to be in trade for oil. We're supposed to be getting oil as we're helping them build a government. Now, why the fuck is the gas keep going up and we still over there getting murked?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
And once again, it gets back to the one nation. I told you, dog. They're trying to build a government.
Yo, and you know what?
Building shit because they're trying to make a one nation.
And you know what? Hey, I want to go back to JJ where you had said the government don't care about us. I want you to rephrase that. The government does care about us. The government loves us. Why? Because they love us because we're that dumb to believe whatever the fuck they saying.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm going to go back to what he said. It actually makes sense now. Free dumb. You're dumb enough to think you're free.
Exactly. Yo, you really are. Yeah, that's why it's called freedom. That's why they came up with that shit. You dumb if you think it's free, nigga.
And it's amazing because they feel as though, like, and people out there, if you think that your votes count, it doesn't. I'm sorry.
Hell no. Come on.
No, they're not going to let you pick who the fuck is the president.
Yo, they're going to pick the president regardless. The government, the council, all them niggas, yeah, they're the ones who's picking them, not us.
Now, I'm gonna put this out here for the non-believers and that, or the people that are blinded. If JJ is a straight A student and he goes to church every day and he's holy and he's never done anybody wrong, he's never cursed anybody out. JJ is a good kid, and I go out tomorrow and kill somebody. I go out and kill somebody, and a witness was there and said, oh, JJ did it. What is America going to say? Ah, JJ's a good kid. He's never did that. That's not him. It was someone else. And I frame somebody that's a good kid. I mean, that has bad rep, that's a criminal, that he has, you know, he has murder charges all over him.
Yeah.
And I say, and I frame him. I guarantee you everyone, even with that witness that saw that, then the witness is going to say, oh, well, no, JJ did it. I saw him do it. He did it. He was right in front of me. I guarantee you everyone will think, oh, no, JJ wouldn't do that. He wouldn't
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
Once again, United States wouldn't do that. Why would United States do that? They wouldn't do that. It was the Arabs.
Not even.
You can't believe everything you see on TV. So what, if it was a black person that they framed and said through the fucking planes, what, you trying to say that all black people would be getting hit up? I don't think so. They had to pick a race that, you know, that can be fucked with. And it's fucked up.
Yo, not for nothing, fam. I honestly, I'm not saying I feel bad. Yeah, I guess in a sense of where I do. I really do feel bad for the black race because, you know what? Y'all get some shit on y'all that, like, it's unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. Y'all get sized like there's no tomorrow. Anybody and everybody is that much quicker to blame a black man rather than a white man. Not just trying to be racist or profiling or anything like that, but that's the real talk. They're going to blame. If you got a murder case and you got either a black dude or a white dude, everybody in that jury off rip is going to look at the black dude first.
Why is that? I know that Negro did it.
Exactly.
What are you talking about? I'm the lawyer. I'm the lawyer. It wasn't me. The white guy right here, he's not the lawyer. Oh, I thought he was the lawyer. No, he's not. I'm the lawyer. Fucking asshole.
Look.
Come to the conclusion. That's just like if a Spanish guy and a black guy together in court, and it's a grand theft. Sorry.
Yeah.
They're going to automatically think it's a Spanish guy.
Yeah.
What kind of car was it? It was a Honda. Oh, damn sure. It was a Spanish guy. Now, if he was stealing watermelons, then I'd say it was a black guy. I'm not going to say we'll never know who did it. I'll tell you one thing that we will find out. And when we find out, it's going to be havoc. So I suggest if it was the government, if it was, I'm just going by off of what I'm hearing. And I'm not the only one to hear it. Like, everybody, all over the world. It's spread it out all over the world. Like, I mean, the shit is out there. They got DVDs. I'm sure the government's seen the DVDs. But it's like, it could be a fantasy. It could. I mean, maybe the Arabs did do it. You know what I mean? Maybe the government did do it. But all I know is that the truth is coming because too many people are seeing these videos and too many people are waking up. And I pray to the Lord that the government did not do it. I pray to the Lord.
Oh,
because
yo,
if it comes out that the government did do it, I
yo,
do not want the United States anymore.
It's not just the United States. It's the world itself. You got to think about what the other countries are going to think about us. They're going to think, yo, they're trying to make us like seem like we're the good guys.
Yeah.
In actual all reality, I think we the bad guys. I think we the fucking enemies. We the bullies.
We're gonna fuck with somebody. Like, okay, that's like, for instance, say China and India, they got beef. I mean, I'm not gonna use countries. That's like me and Cuba got beef, and I'm arguing with Cuba, and Cuba arguing with me, and then 6-4 comes out like, whoa, why are y'all arguing? Let's break that up.
Yeah.
Let me be here to help you. Nigga, why don't you mind your fucking business?
Real shit.
You want to play toy cop all the time and, you know, try to break shit up. Like, mind your business. United States should mind a fucking business. Oh, no, we want to help. Fuck you want to help for? We broke as shit.
We don't want to help. We just want to be in control of everything.
Exactly.
And it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, they're going to make a one nation and... The whole world is going to be governed by one person.
Yo, being real, dude, honestly, I feel bad for our future kids, dog. I really do. Because the world's going to be something else. But you know what, man? I really do feel bad for them, dog.
I do, too. But it's fucked up, and I guess I'm just a Negro for this or a nigger. I mean, a person for this because I've actually thought in my head, like, you know, you hear the world's going to end. It's not going to end in your lifetime. It might end in your kid's lifetime. You know what? My ignorant ass would be like, oh, shit, well, hey, it's not going to happen to me, so I'm good. Like, come on, nigga, you can't think like that. So your kid's going to be in danger, but you're not. Hey,
you're not going to give a fuck, right?
Yeah, it's fucked up, you know?
It is, man. That's why I say, honestly, the government's smart, though. They know what the fuck they're doing.
look at this shit. Latest headlines. New Jersey Muslim leader quizzed on ties to terror group leaders. Give it a fucking rest. Like, everyone's tied their hands and shit. And we all know that you gotta stir up something so that the world can, you know, react. Just like you said, like, I mean, you gotta start shit to make shit, you know? Why is gas raised? Oh, because the towers went down. It's 2008, baby. 2008!
Like 7 years later?
That 7 years later? Like, come on, what, are you serious? Oh, and there's a war on terror. War on terror. Are you fucking serious? So now you start that shit, so now you have an excuse. That's why gas is going up. You know what I mean?
Yo, fam, personally, I understand.
You got to stir shit up, like, you know what I mean? If we're having a radio show and we're just talking about the same shit every day, people won't stop listening.
Exactly.
So you have to somehow stir it up.
Yep.
You have to start digging in your archives and, you know, talking about different stuff that, you know, the world's going to like. You know? Yep. Fucking news, the news. If they just doing cat and dog in the tree stories, it's going to die out. They have to stir it up. So they're going to have to, oh, well, there was a bomb and such, or the war on terror, and then people will start watching it again. I mean, that's how the world works. In order to start shit, in order to make money, in order to make things happen, you have to stir up a little trouble.
Exactly.
Well, like I said, I'm just me. I'm just a
I'm
just a local radio, blog talk radio spokesman, and I have no power. So, you know, listeners, you don't have to listen to me. Don't take my word for it, because I'm just a fucking peon in the world. I'm just. I think 6'4" is still on. It's 6.
Last time I checked, 6 was Texas. I know he got a little shorty on him. On lock.
No, he's not on. He's I think the government might have gotten him.
I had something for him.
Yeah, niggas probably pissed, went to go light up, and was like, fuck the government.
Yeah, nasty ass things. I don't know, man. I'm tired of talking about
it. Yeah, you know what, man? Yeah.
Well, I will say this, though. Whatever the case is, George Bush. Thanks for that $600, because that shit did, you know, help me out. I ain't front.
Oh, you guys know already?
Oh, yeah, I got mine.
Yo.
I saved half of it, but the other half.
Yo, I would let anybody, I don't care who, what kind of fan they are, I'm going to say this on this blog talk radio. Fuck Bush. Hold on, let me repeat myself. Fuck Bush. Anybody who's on Bush's nuts, yo, go to MySpace, go to Fresh to Death, and talk some shit, and battle me, nigga, because I will battle you all fucking day. Fuck Bush. That's the way I feel.
That man is angry.
Yeah, I'm angry. I'm angry with Bush, nigga. Plus, I'm angry with ourselves because niggas is mad dumb to believe his bullshit anyway.
Well, speaking of Bush, when the last time you got some Bush, you virgin?
Oh, that's fucked up. Yo.
That fucked your whole momentum
up.
I was all into it and shit.
Oh, man. I'll hopefully tonight, B.
Hey, get this shit. Fucking Hillary Clinton is trying to become vice president to Obama.
Yo, I was actually going to ask you that. How do you really truly feel? Like, I'm actually kind of nervous about, I mean, I'm happy we're going to have our first black president, but I'm actually kind of nervous because, you know, there's still mad racist people out there.
Well, actually the KKK said that they'd rather pick a Negro as a president than a goofy white bitch.
Oh, wow, really?
Goofy white bitch. That's exactly what they say. I quote that.
Really?
I sign that.
Wow, you know what?
I mean, you don't understand, because look at her. Like, she's horrible. Like, why
yes,
would...
Yes.
I mean, I want a woman president, but not fucking
not
her. What, are you serious?
Man, I feel you on that.
You know who I would want? The one that used to be governor of New Jersey, Christine Whitman?
No. No.
Let me say something. She did.
No.
Well, I don't know. Let me say something. I like her because
she fucked up New Jersey.
She did a lot of stuff in how do you call it, for healthcare in New Jersey. And let me say something. My daughter fell under that as well, where she did. If any kids needed any type of operation, they were born with any type, you know, of anything that you couldn't afford. She made sure the kids got their services and good services. And for that, let me tell you something. I'm very grateful.
Put it like this. How about we have no government? How about that?
That'd be better.
Nah, you know what? You know what? That would suck. I ain't gonna front. That would suck. We need someone to kind of control the street.
Yo, you really do.
You understand? If there was no police in the United States,
the world would come to an end.
The world would be fucked up. So I will give the government credit. Like, you know what I mean? Just JJ. From technical difficulties, I give y'all credit. Y'all fucked up. Y'all real fucked up. But I give y'all credit. Because if it wasn't for y'all, this world would be horrible.
That's why I say they the smartest motherfuckers, dog. Because they know exactly what the fuck they doing.
Yeah.
They lead us up to a certain extent, dog. That's why I hate them. But you know what? If it wasn't for the government, dog, this world honestly would come to an end, dog. Because there's too many greedy motherfuckers. There's too much violence out in the world. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers fiend, and they fiend off of violence. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You watch TV, video game, 3/4 of video games, what's it about? Violence. You know what I'm saying? Like Halo, Call of Duty, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit attracts people.
Yeah.
Even cartoons,
exactly. Even fucking Bugs Bunny and that nigga Elmer Fudd. Elmer Fudd trying to shoot the nigga. Come on now.
Yep.
You know, that's violence.
You start to realize that it actually kind of makes a stronger nation, because it's like motherfuckers are so equipped with Call of Duty and guns and doing this and violence and fucking Grand Theft Auto, to the point where it's like if it was ever to pop off, for gamers that play games so much, I guarantee you put a gun in their hand and you tell them go overseas and join the army, if they got drafted, it would be a wrap.
Yeah.
You know what I say? Listen, I said this, and I've always believed this. They said they wanted to find Osama bin Laden, right? They could never find him because he was stuck in a hole. I always say release everybody that has, like, a long term in jail and say, listen, whoever finds him gets pardoned. You know what I mean? Let them loose, and I bet you those motherfuckers will find
you. Yo. See, honestly,
they have nothing else to lose. They're going to be in jail for the rest of their lives, or they're going to find this motherfucker, and they're going to be
started. Yo, you know what? I agree with you on that, but honestly, yo, we found Bin Laden. A long fucking... Yo, Bin Laden's not hiding. That nigga's in his steady, copacetic spot, chilling, bugging and laughing at these niggas.
We're supplying him with the spot, and we're supplying
come on,
him.
Exactly. Come on now. All right, with the whole thing where, who was that one nigga that Saddam Hussein?
Yeah.
I think we really just didn't like that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess, you know, it was really beef with that nigga, and yeah.
You just have to sacrifice somebody, because you can't make it all look like that, so you got to sacrifice Saddam Hussein, you know, for Bin Laden.
For Bin Laden. Now, think about it. Who is Bin Laden was mad?
Saddam Hussein got blackened. I'm going to tell you why. Because that motherfucker, when they saw it, when they got him out of that cave, first of all, I don't know how the fuck they found him in that manhole, but when they got him out of the cave, that nigga looked just like a James Brown who just woke up. it was all nappy to fuck up and shit.
What?
Like he had a cut in 10 years.
For real, man.
What day is it? Ah, shit. I need a bath. I smell like hot camel piss.
Yo, but you honestly think with the technology we have nowadays, you can't find somebody?
Yeah, for real.
Get the fuck
out
of here, nigga.
They find us real quick when they need us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. They'll find you real quick when your ass slips up. But, yeah, they don't. Nah, man, that's why I'm good, man. I'm good. Fuck, yeah, I'm good. Very aggravating. It can be.
That's why I don't like talking about politics, because it's like, I mean, I hate politics. Like, I hate politics and religion. Like, I don't hate it, like, to the point where I hate talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone, it's like you always have someone that just knows the truth. Oh, I know the truth. I know that. Get the fuck out of here. You don't know shit. SD in the fucking building.
Yo, question. JJ, you know anything about Freemasons?
For what?
Freemasons.
Free Basin?
Freemasons. Nah, nigga.
The
fuck out of here. Ain't no crackhead.
I mean, it just sound like you said Freemason, dog. That's all.
My bad. I apologize. No, Freemasons.
All right, no doubt.
I know what Freemason is.
All right, well, if you ever actually read up on
Freemason. It's if someone comes up to you and tries to rob you, you dig in your pocketbook or your man book, and
you get the mace and you start Freemason his face.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Now what is it, my brother?
Freemasons is supposed to be a secret society, which it's not. It's a society filled with secrets. This shit goes so far back, almost to like the 1800s, bitch. 1800s. What's so fucked up is, what's hidden on the dollar bill? The owl, correct?
Yeah.
Now, what's funny is, that's what they praise to, is an owl. What's funny is, the whole eye on the pyramid and all that shit, all that's got to do with Freemasons. That's why I say they the smartest motherfuckers around. Because they got shit that they've been doing for over thousands of years, and it's still up to date. Still up to date. If you can't, no, I'm just telling y'all right now. If y'all are on your spare time, ever in the library, whatever, y'all ever pick up a book and it's got anything to do with Freemasons, y'all gonna understand the way I feel about the government. Because they got their own organization, but yet they don't want no Bloods, they don't want no Crips, they don't want no folks or kings out on the streets, but yet they could be hypocritical and have their own organization.
That is true.
Guess what?
I mean,
guess what?
They got the point.
But guess what? They can't do nothing about it, though. They can't do nothing about it.
Exactly. That's the whole fucked up part. That's what gets to me is we can't do nothing about it regardless. So as much as we talk, as much as
No, no, no. He said that they can't do nothing about it. There's always going to be blood.
Oh, exactly. That's the whole reason for all these organizations, these other organizations coming out, because they see how fucked up it is.
It's to the point where you're starting to have more blood. It's funny because I read it in the paper, and it was fucking hilarious. Now, I'm not in any type of, you know, organization. It's not a gang. It's an organization.
It's not an organization. It's a movement, man. All
right, well,
There you go.
But it's like, they said that, it's about trend, you know, South Trend. But they said as many members of the blood that are being locked up, there's, like, for every ten bloods that are locked up, it's like 30 more being, or it's like 30 more joining the movement. So joining the movement inside and out. So it's like you will come around and say it's like 100 in a neighborhood. You lock them all up. By tomorrow, it's gonna be 200 on the street.
That's the same thing with the army. 50 die, another 50 is just going to rejoin.
Exactly. So it's like, there's no point in trying to get rid of them.
There's really not. As long as the government and the army and the navy and the marines, as long as they got guns and they got all that, we going to have guns. That should be real.
Me, I would like to get a gun, but I'm a pussy. I want to get a permit so that, you know, if I get caught with a gun, I'm like, well, hey, I have a license for it. I have a license. I bought this. I actually bought the woman from coming out of my gun, Bush. I got that gun from, yeah. Why'd you get it? Oh, well, because I figured, you know, the war on terror is good, and I wanted to fight for the cause. So I was hoping that you would draft me so I can go overseas and use my licensed gun to protect the United States. USA.
Yeah.
Right? That's USA?
Nah, that's
it's of America.
Nah, I want a permit so I can blast somebody when they piss me the fuck off. That's what I want.
Did you know that if somebody breaks in your house and you kill them, you can get charged for that?
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
And you don't get charged for the gun. You get charged for the attempt.
No, okay.
Because I had my ex-husband, he's fucking crazy-ass girlfriend, try to break into my house, broke down the door and everything. I stabbed the bitch with my fucking knife, regular house knife, okay?
God.
No, she didn't die, but I stabbed her, but you know what? She got arrested and I didn't get no nothing to her.
Yo, the law nowadays... I mean, if you're really trying to kill me, yeah, you can get in trouble for that.
Yeah,
but nowadays, the second that nigga crosses the threshold of your house, of your home, you have a right to blast because your life is in danger.
Well, like this, dog.
Hold on. It depends on what kind of gun you got in the lab. That's first.
Yeah, that's
like
true,
this.
Too.
You
can't be blasting a nigga with a 12-gauge shotty and shit.
You can have a shotgun in your house.
Yeah.
You're allowed to have a shotgun in your house.
Truth.
A lot of times, you have handguns. Nope. You can't have a handgun in your house. If you're killing with a handgun without a permit, then you'll get charged for the violence.
Yeah, exactly.
That's up here, though, because that's up here.
But this is a true story right here. Somebody, and this is like 5 or 6 years ago, it was a story in the news that somebody broke in. This guy broke into this guy's house, right? Now, the guy was scared. He had his children. He had his wife. He came out, shot the guy. The guy, when he shot the guy, he didn't kill him. Then he shot him in the side or something. When the guy fell, he cut his head on, like he fell on some glass, on a glass table or something, cut his head. Do you know that he took it to court, sued
yeah,
the guy,
he
broke in the house, and he won?
Yeah, of course, he won.
He won.
But see, now
he
in Florida.
He broke in the guy's house and won, and took him to court.
Where was this?
And won.
Where the hell was this?
I believe it was somewhere on the East Coast.
In Florida now, you are able to license the carry. You can't, you know, have it out on the show like, you know, like a cop. You can hold a pistol in your pocket. If a nigga tries to break in your car or if a nigga crosses your threshold, you have a right to defend yourself. You can't, if you're shooting to kill, yeah, you're going to get charged with that. But if a nigga crosses your threshold, you have a right to shoot him because no matter what, your life's in danger. They passed that law already, B.
And you know what? It's amazing. It's very amazing because in Philly, they actually have license to carry. Everybody has a gun. You don't know who has a license because, you know what I mean, you got the dope boys carrying guns. You know what I mean, you got people in movements carrying guns, and you got cops carrying guns, and you got people licensed to carrying guns. So everybody is carrying guns, and then now they're about to drop off the law. They're doing a stop and search now. They're about to do the stop and search where they can just roll up on you. Get your hands against the wall, and that's supposed to stop guns on streets.
I'm not with
everyone can carry.
So wait, hold on one second. First of all, how's it stopping search? Don't they have to have probable cause? Because that's against your rights.
There's no such thing as probable cause anymore.
I'm gonna tell you what probable cause is. Probable cause is 2 to 3 killings per day in Philly, ever since January 1st. That's probable cause.
I mean, that is what it is. I can understand that shit. You know, niggas is mad dumb nowadays. They shoot first, ask questions later.
Yeah.
And niggas is afraid to take an ass whooping nowadays. They're so quick to shoot. Don't get me wrong, though. I love guns. I'm a gun person. I like going to shooting range. I like the sound of a gun. I like shooting guns. I like that. But you know what? I'm going to beat a nigga's ass before I pull out my pistol. Because if I pull out my pistol, I'm going to pull it out to murk you. I'm going to pull it out to kill you. I'm not going to just shoot you in the knee and be all petty and shit and let you. Nah.
Nowadays,
I ain't going to.
Nowadays, it's like, I might as well shoot a nigga, like, and questions last, because it's like, come on, God, if you beat a nigga ass, God, a nigga's going to want to come back with his slamming, God. So we avoid all of that off the top and let you know, like, fam, this is what I'm dealing with, and this is how I get them. You can either take it to the next level right now with God, or it's peace. And that's going to be what it is from there, God, straight up.
Unfortunately, but that's just the way it is nowadays, though.
Like, this world is going to be fucked up. Everybody's going to have a gun, and it's just going to be like gun world. Like,
I honestly know three dudes. I know three dudes right now in Florida that are literally stocking up. They got a whole closet, be stocking up, because they know what's going to pop off in a matter of time. Stocking up. I'm talking about clips. Like, fucking ammunition out the asshole, no homo, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, they loading up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, they better get their shit together because T.I. make money. And he's free now, but I think next year he's doing some time.
I think he's got to do a year regardless. Yeah, but he's flipping the guns, though. I mean, you can go, they got gun shops, dude, you know what I'm saying? You can still buy fucking, you know, pistols and all kinds of different types of, you know, machine guns and shit. But niggas is being dumb and wants to flip AKs and shit. Come on now. You can't go to a gun shop and buy an AK.
Yeah.
It's common sense. Come on now.
I want to give a big shout out to all the Boricuas out there that's going to be hitting up the Puerto Rican parade.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. Okay.
Boricua! We got somebody trying to be our friend. His name is Proflick. Prolific.
Prolific?
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's good?
Hip Hop Hartford. Yeah. Hey, SD.
Yeah, what's chopping?
You going to the parade?
Which one? So I the one out here?
Yeah, about it.
9 times out of 10, probably not. But you know.
Come on.
Fam, what's good? Just go with us, dog. It's gonna be like a group of us and shit.
Exactly.
That's the only real. That's the only real reason why I want to go. There's gonna be a group of us. If it was just me, if it was just me and JJ or something, I'd be kind of nervous.
Yeah, but it's gonna be fresh.
Truthfully,
it's gonna be Drell Tilt. It's gonna be Dre Diggs. It's gonna be Dubas. It's
gonna
be 6'4". It's
gonna
be LE. You
know what I mean? You got shit out here, son. I'll go to any of them for you, but out here, straight up.
Or drama?
Nah, it's not even drama, son. It's just I don't be wanting to fucking like party in my backyard, basically. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm the type of nigga, like, I like to go to fucking other places and fucking party, nigga.
I got you on that, though.
I mean, the bitches is everywhere, too, when it gets technical, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to have a little contest so we can get the most numbers.
Yeah.
And then you was talking about contests, who's bagging the most numbers and all.
Yeah, I got money on it, nigga.
Come on. I mean, yeah, that day in that time, but there's many days in that time, then that's where it's at, though, if you want to get technical like that. Not just the parade. Like, let's not forget about Juve and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I wish niggas would connect.
When is Brooklyn Queens Day?
What happened?
When is Brooklyn Queens Day?
That don't matter. He said that only matter when he was in school or whatever. I don't know. I just know how many days coming up for my hood soon. I'll be out there for that one.
Yo, hey, what is that? What is that?
It's basically the same thing. It's basically like the same thing. Like, you know what I mean? It's like our hood day, basically.
Ah, all right.
Harmony Day.
Yeah, I got to fuck with that. That's my hood, like, you know what I mean?
Harmony Day. Leave your guns at home. Your guns, your crack pipes, your...
Yeah, Harmony Day gets it in a little something out here.
So it's mad peace.
Like,
and
you want to play, I'm letting you know now. You want to play, you got to be out here early, you know?
So it's mad peace and love out there.
Yeah, nigga. Niggas ain't. When's the last time you heard about niggas getting beat up or stabbed or some shit at a Harmony Day?
I've honestly never heard of it. That's why I was questioning about it.
I don't even remember. It's been peace. Like, man, I've been out here 8 years. I never had a problem. Yeah, niggas be playing basketball and shit. They be having a little tournament or whatever. It should be love.
That's what it do.
I mean, nighttime, you know. Nighttime, everybody comes outside, but niggas be chilling, God. Niggas don't be with it. Not that I know of. I never had a problem out there. I remember one time, I ain't even know where Harmony Day was. I'm just walking to the store, and I just see mad people outside. I'm like, fucking, I'm going to just chill right here, chill in front of the store. Niggas ain't know me. Niggas ain't say nothing to me. Niggas having moving and shit.
Light up, nigga.
Oh, man. But after I spread your mom's lights.
Oh, yeah? You lucky this shit ain't working right now, man. The air raid, man. John Sweet is fucking up. Oh, shit. I see Adidas is trying to make a comeback.
I don't know how.
Adidas and Puma.
I don't know how.
Yo. Y'all seen them new official Garnets that came out? It's $1,000.
Y'all niggas want to talk about shit that made comebacks. Y'all remember the Ola shorts? Remember the Ola?
Yeah.
Niggas don't really remember those old lives. Those are some shit. Those is like right before N1. Those was like right around this time N1 came out and shit. Jabos was those shit. And fucking Parasukos was popping. Good. Niggas had them though.
Yo, so you know what I seen today at the store that I haven't seen in fucking years? Dunkaroos, my nigga.
Dunkaroos, oh well.
Wow, yeah. Those were the shits right there.
Oh man, I had a list. MTV actually had a list of the top hottest all time artists. You've been so disappointed.
Who's that number one? That's all. Who's that number one?
Who's that number one? Kanye West.
For the all-time, like, hottest.
All-time.
Yo, alright, Kanye's high, but not all time, nigga. Nah. It's not happening.
Wait, hey, that's that show was on MTV too.
Depends on what genre you're talking about, though, dog. Like,
yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't just say he's an all-time, you know, rapper or some shit. There's, you know, there's niggas that are lyrical artists and shit that, you know, demolish that nigga.
Kanye's not even really lyrical, dog. Like,
no, he's not. He's not. Producer-wise, yeah, he's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
But
still not even the greatest at that.
Nah. Nah, but that last album he came out with was hot, though.
That shit put me to sleep.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. I ain't saying that I was whack, but that shit wasn't all that hot. They sold units, don't get me wrong.
Man.
I smoke a blunt to that shit and fall asleep.
Yo, that was really, yo, that Lil Wayne that knew the Carter 3 is official.
Oh, you got some other Carter 3 shit out now?
Yeah, I'm digging that shit, dog.
I gotta put this on blast right quick. My fucking apartment complex is a piece of shit.
Did they never charge before?
No, they haven't.
I was going to say, how the hell they charge you if you already pay rent and shit? I thought that was part of the privilege of living here.
Hell, they have pool passes are now available in the office. Pool passes prices are as follow. If you have a one-bedroom apartment, it's $35 cover.
What?
One pass for each leaseholder. Get the fuck out of here. I
don't even get
a dingy-ass pool anyway. I can fucking pay $35 and get a Coke can and go to fucking Six Flags. Why are you fucking serious?
Hold on. Yo, they don't even give you no guest passes, no none of that?
Yo, for a guest pass, if you're not a resident, a season pass is $45 for an adult. $5 for a day pass. Get the fuck. Are you eating free food? Does that come with food? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, at that raggedy-ass pool that you're talking about in your neighborhood. Get the fuck out of here, man. They better have like a Nathan's hot dog out that bitch or something.
Word.
That's crazy. $35. You already paid for that in your rent.
Yeah. Now see, I live in a neighborhood in Florida though where they had something similar, but you didn't pay for it. It was included on your rent. So the residents only got like, you know, 2-3 passes, but you get like another 2-3 guest passes. And to get more, you know, you got to go to the main office and ask for more, which you might have to give them, like, a $20 deposit, but you get that shit right back.
Yeah.
But you're still getting your resident passes and a guest pass, you feel me? So, regardless, you could take somebody with you with no charge.
Yeah.
But if you have, you know, a group of people, you got to put a little deposit and shit, but you're still getting your money back as long as you're giving them the passes back.
Yeah.
$35, shit, got like fucked up. I make my own damn swimming pool.
I need SD to call on this topic. Hold on.
Oh, he left?
Yeah, he left. What?
Yeah, I didn't even know this dude was on the phone up until like a minute ago.
You didn't know that who?
I didn't know SD was online just a minute ago until I just heard started talking. I was like, wait, I thought 6-4 was still on. And that was SD.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah, my fucking Exorcist fan's going off. The fan in my room is like the exorcism right here, man. That bitch likes to make noise whenever it wants to. Sounds like it's getting ready to come down and chop a nigga's head off. Yo, so I'm still going out tonight.
Huh?
Me and Uncle George are still finna go.
I told you.
Yeah, Maria's not going. I asked him. He was like, you know, fuck it. She ain't gonna go. We'll go, though. I was like, all right, man. Well, you know,
where did you get a load of this list? This is the new list. The hottest MCs in the game. Hottest MCs in the game. You ready for this? People, call up 347-215-8388. Let us know what you think about this list as far as the hottest MCs in the game. The hottest MCs in the game. They have the hottest MCs in the game as number one, Lil Wayne. Number two, T.I. Number three, The Game.
What?
Number four, Andre 3000. Number five, Kanye West. Number six, Young Jeezy. Really? Are you trying to say Game is better than Young Jeezy?
Yeah, that's fucking
Number seven, Jay-Z.
Damn, man. Number seven?
You trying to say The Game is better than Jay-Z?
Heard.
Number eight, 50 Cent. Number nine, Common.
Whoa. Pause. 50
yeah.
Cent before Common.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
What? Yo. I want the shit they was on, nigga.
And last but not least, Bowling. Jim Jones. Like, Jim Jones should even be on that list.
Yo, and neither should 50 Cent.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Essie's back. I gotta ask his brother.
Yo, wow. That's
horrible. Essie, did you hear that list?
Yeah, I heard that bullshit ass list.
Did you hear from number one?
Yeah, I heard it.
What do you think about that?
I mean, when you say hottest MCs, I guess you mean like the niggas that's making like the most money out there right now.
Yeah, that's what's really.
Oh, I hope that's what it is. Then.
I pretty much
again,
agree with that. But you can't.
Is he
like,
number seven?
Yeah, I know. Like I don't understand it. Like. Unless you want to go by who got, like, the most hits or whatever, you know, I can't call it.
Nah, but still, 50 Cent got more hits than Jay-Z?
Nah, not at all.
Come on now, God. Yo, I don't know, man. That's incredible, yo. They even put 50 and The Game. How you going to put Game as number three?
Yeah, like, Game is not even on. First of all, Game is not selling shit.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now.
On that list.
That nigga's whack.
Yeah,
I'll put
cool.
Tip up there. T.R. is up there where he's supposed to be, though.
Yeah, T.R. is hot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm saying, what they're saying is, they're saying that Game is better than Common and Jay-Z.
Yeah, come on now, guys.
Yeah, and Kanye West. And Andre 3000. And Young Jeezy.
And you know, honestly, I would pick 50 Cent over Game.
Yeah, I would.
Personally,
I would. It's horrible.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know. That's crazy, dog. That's crazy. That's absurd. Fuck crazy. That's ludicrous.
Yeah, I don't understand that, man.
I don't understand that at all.
And
really. I don't think Jeezy should
Luda.
Be on that list neither.
I don't even know why Luda ain't on that list.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, is niggas really feeling Jeezy that much?
Nah, niggas is feeling Jeezy though.
Yeah, Jeezy do his thing, man.
Yeah, nah, he got some hot shit, but I mean, I don't think it's enough to be the hottest MC in the game.
I mean, he's one of the hottest MCs in the game.
Right now, I guess right now.
Whatever happened to Young Jock?
That nigga made his money and bounced.
Man, yeah, whatever happened to Lloyd Banks?
Man, Banks good. That nigga eating without putting out albums, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, okay.
As long
okay,
as well, niggas around, them niggas always got money, son.
Where the fuck is Nas at?
Nas, I don't know. I don't know. He got an album coming out. What are you talking about?
Nigger. That's his album coming out. Nigger.
Nigger.
So what you talking about?
You even got Nas on that list, man. That's fucked up, too.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That list is fucked up.
For top freestylers.
Top freestylers.
Top freestylers.
Now, yo, Andre 3000 hot, but I honestly think Big Boy is better than Andre 3000.
Nah, I don't know about that.
Hey, I don't know about that, man.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I don't know.
I think that Big Boy. It's just that Big Boy gets more exposure. That's it.
Nah, I feel you on that.
My friend Dre goes in.
And then Jim Jones at number 10?
I mean, Jim might not be hot, but Jim guy, he got hits.
No, he got hits, but I don't know enough to make the list.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing, when I hear Jim Jones, I don't say, oh, yeah, yeah, he do spit shit. When I hear Jim Jones, I hear balling. That's all I hear. What about Jim Jones? You mean balling?
Nah. Nah, nigga, that what's the call shit too, nigga? That you won't take me alive, that shit hard. That shit hard.
Oh, is that song Emotionless or some shit?
Yeah,
that shit's hot. That shit's hot.
My emotion aside,
that shit hard.
You never take me alive.
Yeah, that's hot. That's
Marauder. Alright, between the four, who do you think is the best freestylist? Papoose, Lil Wayne, Cassidy, or Juelz?
Wow.
My personal pick is Papoose.
Oh.
I don't know, man.
I don't know. Cass be going retarded, like.
Yeah.
Like, Cass goes retarded, but Juelz Santana go retarded, so all the niggas go stupid. Lil Wayne, I'm not even putting him in that category, like, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not a Lil Wayne fan, but as far as Santana, I'm listening to that nigga. I don't fuck with him, like, but Santana, I don't know. Cassidy, I don't know. Niggas go in.
Yeah. Cassidy goes in.
Yeah, he goes retarded.
I mean, you guys.
I used to like Pat, but Pat fell off to me, so I'm like.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, he was out for a little minute, but then I haven't honestly heard nothing from him in a while, though.
Yeah, I used to be like, yeah, Pat was that deal, but, like, niggas started falling off. Man, he wanted to marry Remy and all that other shit.
Are you serious?
He marrying the bitch that's doing. She's doing a little bit, whether niggas know or not. Like, she's not doing no little 1, 2, 3 years, God. From what I was told, I heard she's doing like 8 or 9 or some shit. Like, so, damn. I was like, worse, sir. That nigga still marrying her. You ain't hear the nigga Papoose got bagged with handcuff keys?
He got bagged with what?
He got bagged with handcuff keys, trying to fucking uncuff Remy and try to, like, fucking escape the bitch and shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That shit is funny.
That's dumb.
Hey, where the fuck do you get handcuff keys from, nigga?
I don't know about this, but, this one guy, he texts on the chat, he says that, he'll give me top five of all time. Jay-Z.
All time? Jay-Z? Whoa.
Yeah, of all time. He said Jay-Z is number one.
Top five? Wow.
Yeah.
Not all time, though. Not all time.
I'll put Eminem on that list before I put Hov.
Well, look at this. He has Jay-Z is number one. He has Jay-Z is number one. Tupac is number two. 50 Cent is number three. Eminem is number four, and Jim Jones is number five.
Out of all those, Eminem should be number one.
Exactly, yeah. Whoa. Tupac, you gotta get Tupac love, man.
Hold on. Tell me that top five again, homie, sir.
Jay-Z, number one. Tupac is number two. 50 Cent is number three.
What? Don't even hear the rest, God.
Eminem is number four. And
uh-huh.
Jim Jones is number five.
Oh, my. This nigga said Jim Jones is number five. Dog, off the top, what I could think? Yes, your 6'4 said dope is tripping and definitely needs to be kicked in the face a couple of times.
Definitely.
See, this nigga gets some sense back in the. How you won't. I don't understand that. This is what I'm not understanding. How you don't put Big L on that list?
Exactly.
How you don't put Big on that list?
Exactly.
How you don't put Rakim on that list?
Exactly.
How you don't put Slick Rick on that list?
Uh-huh.
Slick used to get his head right. Like, I don't know. Slick used to get his head right.
We got one guy, his fucking screen name, I guess, is Money Sign Ant Money Sign. And he puts number one is Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five.
Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five.
Then he put Sugar Hill Gang. Then he put Dougie Fresh.
We talking about best rappers here. We're not talking like rapping. Maybe best rapper.
Exactly. Then he has Curtis Blow.
Curtis Blow.
But then then his list gets interesting. It's Kool G Rap.
He said, all right, so bomb. He's how old? First things first. How old is this cat? Wait, what was the name of Curtis Blow's first album? Do you want to put these niggas on this list? Let's put you on the spot, homie.
He said he doesn't listen to them, but from what he hears.
So from what he hears, they're the greatest. Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, then he has Big Daddy Kane on there. He has KRS-One. Then Rakim. Then N.W.A. And then Biggie, Tupac, and Big L.
I mean, N.W.A. was a movement, though, but, like,
I wouldn't consider them as...
They kind of did, like, kind of like Godfather, this whole little gangster shit you hear nowadays, though.
Mm-hmm.
What was the niggas that was saying, fuck police, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas was a movement, bro. I was like... Yeah, nah, man, that's not what niggas are talking about. So what niggas talking about, top five rappers of all time? That rap, like, that was spitting it. That was spitting lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis Blow, them niggas ain't on that list. I don't know. Those are some bogus top fives, I know.
All right, well, this one chick, her name is Shorty Girl.
Chick? All right, let me see what a chick has to say.
She says she actually has shit at the end of it, like, you know, describing whatever. She says, Tupac makes me think about not taking life for granted. Notorious B.I.G., just an amazing freestylist. Nas, he's just straight to his point. Then it gets a little out of control. Kingy.
That's a female for you, dog. Come on.
Yeah. She goes, Chingy, he's just good, and I like him.
Yeah, that's a female, dog.
Lil Wayne is the shit. Then it gets thumbs up. Jada Kiss, Ludacris, Jay-Z. Then it gets out of control again. Nelly, knocking everyone down because his albums are crazy. What?
The fuck out of here, man.
Nelly.
And then she has 50 Cent last.
Nelly?
Yeah. Baby girl, you need to wake up.
Word.
Stop listening to her. Stop naming the niggas you're attracted to, shorty.
For real. She going on by looks and shit.
That's like saying, oh, I'm a dedicated basketball fan. Yeah, I love the Lakers. Oh, yeah? Name all the Lakers. Well, I just know Kobe because he's sexy. What?
Yeah.
You're not even a basketball fan. You're a Kobe fan, and you just like him because of his fucking looks. Get the fuck out of here.
Man,
that's kind of like Kuba over here. Kuba just likes Kobe because, you know, she's a Kobe fan.
That's a negative.
Yeah.
I'm not a Kobe fan.
Are you not a Kobe fan?
I like the Lakers because I like Phil Jackson.
Oh, really? All
right? That's it. But I like
that. Oh, you like Shaq. So you don't like the Lakers.
No, you did not just say that.
I like the Lakers only because.
No, you did not just say that.
Uh-oh.
But I like
I might have to quiz your knowledge on Phil since you like Phil so much.
Oh, I know.
What happened?
Because he won most times when he was in fucking the Bulls. He did the same thing with the Lakers.
Well, hold on. Say that again.
I said because he won a lot of titles when he was with the Bulls.
Oh.
And now when he's with the Lakers, he's doing the same thing.
He won the most titles. He definitely didn't win the most titles.
Yo, that's word, though. That's word.
He didn't win the most. All right. Listen, you know what? I'm not even gonna put you through the pressure cooker right now.
Man, I don't know the whole shit and all that. I don't follow it like that. I just like what I hear and the things I've seen.
Oh man, you know Phil Jackson actually used to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
What team?
Lakers.
Whoa, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
Was it the Lakers? Or I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, is it the Magic?
Nah.
Magic, yeah, he picked one. Oh, he's Mother Roach Clip.
Oh, Lord. That sounded real headed-ish.
Oh, man. I need to light up.
We got a lot of roaches over here.
Sounded like real headed-ish.
Real headed-ish?
Yeah. Yo, so, SD, who did Phil Jackson play for?
Son played for the Knicks, man. Get your mouths right.
Woo! Yo, I really don't. I can really give two fucks about Phil Jackson and the Knicks, so, you know what I'm saying? That's why I asked you.
Who do you like, nigga? The Heat?
Come on now, dude. Come on now, man. I'm a South Floridian, baby. Come on now.
Or Orlando.
Nah. I've never liked Orlando in a day of my life. Miami Heat's been my only number one team.
Ew. Like,
I know you ain't talking about your Golden State Warriors, nigga. What have they done?
Get in, though. My niggas get it in, though. Like,
what have they done?
What did the Heat do before Shaq? Like, that's like this basically this, like the same question, like, you know what I'm saying?
Before Shaq?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? All right, you kind of got me on that, but you know what? They've always...
And what is the Heat going to do after Shaq?
After Shaq?
Yes.
No, you never know. I mean, this year, they unfortunately, they ain't do shit.
Oh, God, if Marion goes, kiss that team goodbye. That's one.
Really, with Sean Marion, we still ain't enough.
You need Sean Marion, though, nigga.
No, of course we do, but I'm saying, with or without him, we still ain't.
And depending on who's left in the draft, nigga, you could have a little team over there. You crazy. You don't follow basketball enough, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough for me, at least. I don't know.
I don't know. I think maybe SD might have known this already. But do you know what Sirius Jones, or who he signed with?
Who?
Sirius Jones.
And he signed, last I heard, he was signed to UTP or some shit like that.
Yeah, Ludacris.
Yeah, some shit like that. Not UTP, yeah, some shit with Ludacris. That's DTP. Yeah.
DTP.
I think that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Who is this now?
That nigga is Sirius Jones.
Sirius Jones. Go to YouTube and type in Sirius Jones. Guys, he's definitely a Sirius. He's a
He ain't fucking with Loaded Lux, man.
Oh, no.
None of them niggas fucking with Lux.
I can't honestly, you know, contribute to that conversation. I ain't never heard this motherfucker do.
I'm going to put you on, man. Yo,
yeah,
fucking.
Do that.
Why hasn't cannabis been on any list?
Because cannabis is lost, nigga.
And, oh, big Pun.
Yeah, Pun definitely deserves a...
Yeah, he does.
He definitely does.
Busta Rhymes.
Busta.
When it's time to go in, Busta goes in.
Yeah, Busta always been going in, though.
Yeah.
Nothing new. Nothing new. Leaders in a new school and all that. Mm-hmm. Telling the YouTube if they don't know about it. LONS.
Yo, question. Do you think LeBron is or will ever be better than Michael Jordan?
Negative.
Negative?
Negative.
Why you say that?
No one will ever be better than Jordan.
All right, I feel you on that.
Well, I can't say no one will ever be, but...
No one will ever be as great as Jordan was.
No, because a lot of people compare him. A lot of people compare him.
I mean, you can compare him all day.
They used to compare Kobe to Michael Jordan.
Kobe don't touch
him. They used to compare him.
I mean, listen, everybody compares. Anyone that's doing great in the league gets compared to Michael Jordan. Like, that's got to
stop. Yeah, I guess, yeah, because, you know, he's an all-time nigga.
That's got to stop, right? Come on, God. Like, niggas is not compared to Jordan, God. Like, can't compare niggas to Jordan. Nah, not at all. It's not even close.
I mean, niggas have a chance,
don't get me wrong. There's niggas out there that got a chance. LeBron got a chance, but
He's got to do a lot of shit before he will be. First, he got to win it. He got to win a championship before you can even consider that.
Okay, okay, yeah, I feel you on that because you know Jordan did have a few titles behind his hands.
Right. As far as like right now, the closest nigga, of course, is Kobe. Yeah, like he's the closest one.
You said right now, the closest right now is Kobe.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Well, with all the rings?
I mean, yeah, basically.
Yeah, but it's funny how without Shaq, he hasn't really earned any of those rings.
We're about to find out right now. And
actually, you know what? That's true. You know what? I'm not even going to run my mouth just yet. Because if he does get this.
And you got to think about it. Shaq really, come on, God, like. And Shaq went and got those rings without Kobe, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's real. And Shaq would never got that ring without Dwayne Wade.
Exactly, like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, look, boom, he's not, I don't think he's getting a ring with Phoenix, though, like.
Nah, I don't, I mean, maybe next season they got a bit of a chance, but nah, I don't know. I really don't see it happening anytime soon.
And right now, if Boston loses the finals, they're winning next year.
Well, Boston's going to win it next year?
If they lose in this finals, they're winning it next year.
Yo, I'm stating a fact. I think if Lakers win this Sunday, the series is a wrap.
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm hoping it is, though.
Because, yo, really, if Lakers beat Boston at home on Sunday and then take it back home to L.A., it's a wrap.
They got to win all three. I don't think they can beat Boston three times straight.
At L.A., though, at home, home court advantage.
They should have got game one. Fuck all that.
They should. Yo, Kobe's game was off, though. It was disgusting. The nigga wasn't making any shots. You know what I mean? And plus, last night, Paul Pierce, he was doing his thing.
Yeah.
He really was.
He's going to continue to
light up, goddammit, I'm fucking fiending.
Yo, assholes, I got to wait on fucking Fortunately, okay?
I got to wait, too. What the fuck?
Which not?
I got to wait, too.
What you gotta wait on?
Nigga, look. I'm dry as shit, man.
Yeah, we got a notable battle rappers: Cannabis, Nas, Tupac, Biggie, Jay-Z, LL Cool J, KRS-One, and Eminem. And battle songs: Ether, Nas, Takeover, Jay-Z. These are the best that they say. Kicking the Door, Biggie. Hit 'em Up, Tupac. And Second Round Knockout, Cannabis.
Yeah, that second round knockout shit was type hard.
What about Eminem's joint?
They don't got it up there. Notable. No, they're saying like the best. Like they're saying the best battle
this
rappers.
Song.
And then they got the songs. Now they got the best hip hop battles. Def Row versus Bad Boy. Nas versus Jay-Z. LL versus Cannabis. I never heard of Common versus Ice Cube.
What? I never heard of that neither.
Yeah, and they have Busy B versus Kool Moe Dee.
Yo, but see, I thought the Eminem and Cannabis was more big than L against fucking Cannabis.
Yeah, I think Eminem got 8.
You think so?
Yeah.
Personally, I disagree.
Personally, I disagree.
Word. I thought Eminem shut his ass down.
Uh-huh.
But, everybody got their own opinions. But, you know, the whole Bad Boy and Death Row, that's classic shit right there. You know what I mean? That was just, I don't know, that's classic shit. Anybody and everybody knew about the beef between Death Row and Bad Boy and Nas and Jay-Z. Those are two things that you didn't really have to talk about because everybody knew what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as those battles, I wouldn't pick neither sides because both sides equally shut down.
Hold on. We got an Ill E. Law with the background. Yo, nigga.
Yo. What time is going?
What's your call?
Let me call back. I'll call back in like 10 minutes.
All right, call back in 10 minutes.
I just want to make sure you guys are still on.
Yeah.
Fuck your couch, nigga.
Fuck your couch now.
What?
Yo, hang up already, man. Damn.
Oh, can't he mute me?
I'll mute you. I love the internet access. You see how quick it was?
I was about to say the same thing. I was like, damn, yo, that was quick, B.
Yeah. All right. Hey, SD.
Yo.
They have in order the best, it says, the best top 10 diss songs in order. Number one is No Vaseline by Ice Cube.
Never heard of it.
Nah, it says,
this took N.W.A., the most influential musical act of all time. Then it got number two, Second Round Knockout.
Wow.
Then it got number three, Ether. Number four, The Takeover by Jay-Z, dissing Mobb Deep and all of them. Then they got number five, South Bronx, Boogie Down Production. Then they got number six, Nail in the Coffin, Eminem, when he was shitting on Benzino. He shat it all over him. Number seven, Back Down by 50 Cent. Shat it on Ja Rule. Shattered. Number eight, Let's Go by Kumo D, destroying LL Cool J's reputation. Then you got number nine, Jack the Ripper, LL Cool J. He mocked Kumo D's skills with this song. And then, last but not least, Fuck Compton by Tim Dog. He had a lot of balls to diss an entire region at his peak of popularity. Half of the motherfuckers I never heard of. Who the fuck is Tim Dog?
I think he's from Cypress Hill.
Tim Dog, my motherfucking name. Tim Dog, my motherfucking name.
It's from Cypress Hill.
Oh, man. Then they got someone else said Ether by Nas, Hit 'Em Up by Tupac, 300 Bars by Game. Kicking the Door by B.I.G. and Dre Day by Dr. Dre. Then someone else put Ethan Nas, Takeover Jay-Z, The Bitch in You, Common, Bodyguard by Obie Trice featuring Eminem and Dr. Dre, The Bridge is Over, BDP, KRS-One, Hit 'Em Up, Tupac, Shut the F Up, Ho, MC Light, what are you fucking serious? Then you got Checkmate by Jada Kiss, 300 Bars, by Game and Can I Bust by LL Cool J. Problem Solver by Lil Wayne. Yeah, that's pretty deep. Pretty deep. Like your mom's butthole. Open butthole. Oh, fuck this. I'm not reading all this shit off. It's too much. I'm for the top 10 albums of all time. For 100 greatest rap songs. I used to love her. What the fuck is that? Okay, I'm not reading that off. Oh, Common Sense. I used to love her. That came at number one. The Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, number two. Grandmaster Flash. You know what? Fuck this. I'm not reading that shit. I'm tired of reading. This is to be known as a bunch of bullshit. That's pretty much all I have to say. Oh, LE, my brother, if you was trying to be unmuted or call back in, we are now technically off air. And it says guest call in number, everything's blank. Therefore, I can't mute you, I can't unmute you, I can't mute anybody, I can't hang up on nobody. It's pretty much a wrap. So I guess tune in tomorrow, Saturday. We might do a on the road show, or I'll be damned if I walk around the streets of New York with a laptop in my hand talking to my cell phone.
Are you going to be taking your laptop?
Especially a laptop that's not mine.
Uh-huh.
So. You know, SD. Fresh. Ouch.
Everybody got hung up on?
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
Oh,
shit, what up?
Hello.
How'd you get back on?
What do you mean, how did I get back on?
Because I had
to. Yo, listen. First of all, second of all, third of all. Hello.
Yeah, man, turn your phone down.
Yo,
get out of that. Get out of it. Wherever you at, get out of it.
No, she's...
Yo,
oh, like that? Yeah. Yeah.
Going out tomorrow night.
Well, the
festival in the
afternoon? Oh, boy. I tried. Believe me, I tried. Yeah. Like that. I'll tell her. If that's how she is, she's that sound right there. The one that's the great sweater?
Yo.
No. Yeah. No. Yo, she got tons of cousins. Hello.
Yeah, man, what are you doing out here, man?
I'm fucking eating right now.
You need to mute your phone or something.
Listen, I'm going to call in the show in 2 seconds.
All right. You can't get through, bro. You can't get through.
Oh, so are you still on the show?
Yeah, how about you mute your phone?
All right, no problem. All
right. Hey, yo, Fresh.
Nah, I don't know. The connection must have hung up or something like that. I don't know how everybody else came back on.
Yeah, SD, how'd you get back on?
What do you mean how I got back on?
Oh, you was already on.
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere.
Alright.
Yeah, man. It's raining. I think, well, it looks like it's about to rain out of here, but... Fucking... Enjoy.
It's supposed to rain out here when?
Well, it looks like it's about to rain.
Yo,
what happened?
I actually ended up hanging up by accident, and then when I called back, I guess I was on mute, and I was trying to respond, and then I heard up until he got back on the line. But yeah, I don't know. I guess I was on mute the whole time, though.
No.
But, yeah, I'm actually getting ready to take a shot, because me and Uncle George is going to go to that 640 place tonight.
All
right. Oh, all right, so you going out tonight?
Yeah.
All right, you know pussy getting in the face-ass nigga?
Yo, that's the whole purpose, nigga. I'm going out.
You SpongeBob face-ass nigga?
All right, Squidward in the nose-ass nigga.
Oh, Bumpy Johnson in the mouth-ass nigga?
Fucking Donkey Kong in the face-ass nigga?
Yo, SD, yo, fucking Sherlock Holmes.
You better keep it that way, son.
You Sherlock Holmes in a mouth-ass nigga.
Come this way. Don't come this way, dog.
Motherfucking Bowser from Mario Brothers in a face-ass nigga.
Oh, Mushroom Head from Mario Brothers in a face-ass nigga.
Nigga, you can turn it back in a face-ass nigga.
Oh, SD, yo. You old fucking sign holder.
Don't do it to yourself.
Yeah, yo,
don't do it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself.
Oh, Snicker Bar.
Don't do it to yourself.
Nigga, oh, missing your teeth in the mouth ass, nigga.
Don't do it to yourself, you old Pac-Man in the mouth ass, nigga.
Yo, ghost on Pac-Man in the mouth ass, nigga.
Ah, I'm about to keep on this Colonel Mustard in the face, ass.
Nigga, yo, Lieutenant Dan in the face, nigga.
Fucking Crash Bandicoot in the face-ass nigga.
Like his war boots.
Nigga, Geico Lizard in the mouth-ass nigga.
Like his war boots.
Bag on his war boots, yo. You got no laces in your boots, nigga.
Nice.
All right, so, yo, I'm out. I'm out at y'all.
Yeah, you out like your mom, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
I kicked your mom out after I piped off.
Hey, yo, real shit, though. You want to say hi to your mom? She's right here, B.
All right, nigga.
How could she be there when she's butt-ass naked on my bed right now?
All right, Fresh to death.
All right, my nigga. Yo, hey, I'm going to holler at y'all when I light up, man. That's word.
No, all right.
All right?
Yeah.
Hope you don't get none of this stuff.
No, matter of fact, I'm a hit, man, fuck y'all.
Whoa, stop stuttering, nigga. Spit the marbles out your mouth. Pause. Nigga got moon sand in his mouth.
Moon sand?
Yeah, nigga, we coming out there.
When?
In a few.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'll holler at you when we in the, we in the, we
sounds
on the island.
Good.
I got copy some T-shirts, 3 for $10.
Yeah,
alright. Yo, sick.
Huh? You got
window, homie, somewhere, alright? Technical difficulties, we out of here. Make sure y'all tune in. We might be on air tomorrow. Who knows? Just look for us on MySpace. MySpace.com/THE_TD_show. We're holding it down. What? A little hop out of this. I just did the gayest thing ever. I did like a little hop, like I was trying to clear my nuts from off my leg or something. Pause.
Yeah, you're doing too much talk. Just hang the phone.
Definitely. Yo, fucking New Jersey Turnpike. Here we come. Make sure you have the chicken ready, because you know a nigga stopping at Popeyes to get, you know, loaded up on some biscuits and chicken. We out. Fuck you. Pay me.